How about a short story? The little tailor was quite happy. He just sat there sewing. It was when the woman came to the door, rang the bell, that he became disturbed. "Sour cream, I have sour cream for sale," she told him. "Get away, you stink," he told her. "I don't want your goddamn sour cream." "You," she said, "your place stinks. Why don't you throw out the garbage?" She ran off. It was then that the tailor remembered the three dead bodies. One was in the kitchen, stretched along in front of the stove. And another was upright, hung by its collar in the closet, stiff and standing there. And the third was in the bathtub, sitting upright. Well, not exactly upright, rather slouched upright. For the head could just be seen above the rim of the tub. The flies were beginning to come around, and that was bad. The flies seemed very happy with the bodies. They were drunk with the bodies. And when he swatted at them, they became very angry. He never heard flies buzz in such anger. They even attacked and bit him, so he let them be. He sat down to sew again, and the bell rang again. "Looks I'll never get any sewing done," he thought. He went to the door. It was his pal, Harry.
"Hello, Harry."
"Hello, Jack."
Harry came in.
"What's the stink?"
"Dead bodies."
"Dead bodies? You kidding?"
"No, look around."
Harry found them with his nose. He found one in the kitchen, then one in the closet, then the one in the tub.
"Why'd you kill him? Have you gone crazy? What you trying to do? Why don't you hide the bodies, get rid of them? Are you crazy, man? Why'd you kill him? Why don't you call the police? Are you out of your mind? God, are you nuts? God, it stinks. Listen, baby, man, don't get near me. What are you trying to do? What's going on? God, Jesus, the stink. I'm getting sick."
Oh, my, let's see. Jack just kept sewing. He just sewed and sewed and sewed. It was as if he were trying to hide.
"Jack, I'm going to call the police."
Harry went toward the phone, but then he got sick. He went to the bathroom and vomited in the crapper, while the head of that dead body in the tub just stuck out over the rim. He came out and made the phone. He found that by taking out the mouthpiece, he could slip his penis into the phone. He slid it back and forth, and it felt good, very good. Soon, he completed his act, hung up the phone, zipped up, and sat down across from Jack.
"Jack, are you insane?"
"Becky says she thinks I am crazy. She threatens to have me committed."
Becky was Jack's daughter.
"Does she know about all these dead bodies?"
"Not yet. She's on a trip to New York. She's a buyer for one of the large department stores. She got herself a good job. I'm proud of that girl."
Does Maria know?"
Maria was Jackie's wife.
"Maria doesn't know. She don't come around no more. Since she got that job at the bakery, she thinks she's, you know, something. She's living with another woman up there. Sometimes I think she's
turn into a dyke. Well, man, I can't call the police on you. You're my friend. You gotta sell it for yourself. But you mind telling me why you killed these people? I dislike them. But you just can't go around killing people you dislike. I dislike them very much. Jack. Ah? You want to use the phone? If you don't mind. It's your phone, Jack. Jack got up and unzipped. He slipped his penis into the phone. He slid it back and forth, and it felt good. He completed the act, zipped up, sat down, and began sewing again. Then the phone rang. He went back to the phone. Oh, hello, Becky. Nice of you to call. Oh, I feel all right. Oh, yeah, we took the mouthpiece out of the phone, that's why. Harry and I. Harry's here now. Harry's what? You really think so? I think he's all right. Nothing. I'm just sewing. Harry's sitting here. Ah, kind of dark afternoon. Really gloomy when you think about it. No sun. People walking by the window with ugly faces. Yeah, I'm all right. I feel all right. No, not yet. Oh, no. But I have a frozen lobster in the refrigerator. I just love lobster. No, I haven't seen her. She thinks she's hot shit now, you know, now. Yeah, I'll tell her. Don't worry. Goodbye, Becky. Hey, thanks for calling. Goodbye, Becky. Jack hung up and sat down again, began sewing again. You know, said Harry, that reminds me, when I was a young man, God damn these flies, I'm not dead. When I was a young man, I used to have this job, you know, me and this other kid. The job was washing down these dead bodies. We got some good-looking women in there sometimes. I came in one time, and Mickey, I was the other kid. He'd mounted one of these women. Mickey, I said, what are you doing? Shame, shame. He just looked at me sideways and kept going. When he got down, he said, Harry, I've screwed at least a dozen or two dozen of them. They're good. It's good. It's all good. It don't dry. It's right there. Try her. You'll see. Oh, no, I said. Well, one time when I was washing down a real good one, I kind of fingered her. But I never could do any more than that. Jack kept sewing. You think you would have tried one, Jack? Hell, I don't know. I have no way of knowing. He kept sewing. Then he said, listen, Harry, I've had a hard week. I want to eat something and get some sleep. I've got some lobster, but I'm funny. I like to eat alone. I don't enjoy eating with people. So, you want me to leave? You're a bit upset. So, okay, I'll leave. Harry stood up. Don't go away mad, Harry. We still friends. Let's keep it that way. We've been friends a long time. Sure, since 33. Remember those days? FDR, the NRA, the WPA. But we made it. These kids today just don't know. They sure don't. Well, good night, Jack. Good night, Harry. Jack walked Harry to the door, opened the door, watched him walk away.
Still the same old baggy pants. The guy always did dress like a smuck. Then Jack walked into the kitchen, got the lobster out of the freezer, and read the instructions. They always had fucked up instructions. Then he noticed the body in front of the stove. He'd have to get rid of the body. The blood had long ago dried beneath it. The blood had long ago hardened on the floor. The sun finally came out from behind a cloud. It was very late afternoon, almost evening. And the sky became pink, and some of the pink came through the kitchen window. You could almost see it come through, slowly, like the giant feeler of a snail. The body was face downward, face turned toward the stove, and under the body, the right arm was twisted with the open, upturned hand sticking just outside the left side of the body. The pink feel of the snail lit on the hand. It made the hand pink. Jack noticed the hand, so pink. It looked very innocent. Just a hand, a pink hand by itself. It was like a flower. For a moment, Jack thought that it had moved. No, it hadn't moved. A pink hand, just a hand, an innocent hand. Jack stood there looking at the hand. Then he sat down with the lobster and looked at the hand. Then he began to cry. He put the lobster down and put his head in his arms there at the table and began to cry. He cried for a very long time. He cried like a woman. He cried like a child. He cried like anything. Then he walked into the other room and picked up the phone. Operator, I want the police department. Yes, I know it sounds funny. The mouthpiece is missing, but I want the police department. Jack waited. Yes, well, listen, I just killed a man. Three men. I'm serious. Yes, I'm serious. I want you to come get me and bring a wagon to take the bodies. I'm insane. I've lost my mind. I don't know how it happened. What? Jack gave them an address. What? What? I don't understand. What? What? Oh, that's because the mouthpiece is missing. I did. I screwed the phone. Jack hung up, made it back to the kitchen. He didn't cry anymore and just sat there. The sun no longer pink. The sun was gone. It was getting dark. And he thought about Beckett. And he thought about killing himself. And he didn't think about anything. The packaged South American lobster sat by his left elbow. He never got to eat that lobster. Bukowski mothers, creep your strepos and go to hell. See you later.